Kellyanne Conway calls Biden Air Force Academy board resignation demand low class. By Jeff Poor on September 9, 2021. Thursday, during an appearance on FNC's Hannity, Kellyanne Conway, former counselor to President Donald Trump, reacted to calls from President Joe Biden to resign her position on the U.S. Air Force Academy board. Conway rejected the demand and called Biden's move low class. Partial transcript as follows. "Look, I'm not sure that that's legal, but it certainly is low class, and let me just explain very quickly what these positions are. We're uncompensated volunteers. We are appointed for 3 years by a president, in this case, President Trump. You know, President Trump asked me what I wanted to do. Did I want any of these appointments? You have the Kennedy Center, the Fulbright Scholarship. You have the Holocaust Museum, you have, and I said I want the Service Academy, and I'll tell you why. I have military spouses, and veterans in my policy portfolio all 4 years. And I met so many people along the way and were so impressed with some of the policies. Working for a president, Sean, that had for 2 consecutive budgets where we invested over $700 billion each time in our great active military, equipping them with what they needed, and were generously resourcing them, in addition to everything that he did for veterans. And, you know, the president I worked for had a strategic action that resulted as commander-in-chief in the death of 2 major terrorists, al-Baghdadi and Soleimani. President Biden's reckless actions resulted in the deaths of 13 service members. That's why I think he should resign. And I've got to tell you, Sean, you know right now that Americans are hurting. Very worried for this country, and they're great people. They see the effects of the negative Biden policies at the gas pump, in the grocery cart, inflation, the prices up. They see at the southern border, 93,000 overdose deaths. The fentanyl is pouring in and coming into our kids' veins, our communities, our workers' bodies. It's a disgrace. But you know where Biden is feeling most, as goes the military and as commander-in-chief. So, it's so ironic that they're running around talking about who's qualified, who should be in the service academies. This man is perhaps the most experienced and the least qualified president as commander-in-chief we've ever had. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.